So Tasneem, as some of you might be aware, is the name that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli has chosen for his tafsir of the Holy Quran. And it's a tafsir that took him 40 years to complete. Ayatollah Jawadi, not only is he a marja taqlid, he is a very prominent philosopher, and he is probably the best or one of the best mufassirin that we have in the Shia world today. He's known to be one of the top students of Allama Tabatabai, who we know has written Tafsir al-Mizan. So it took him 40 years to complete this Tafsir of the Holy Quran, teaching it bit by bit to the students of the Hawza in the Holy Haram of Bibi Masuma alayhi salam. And the lessons only finished last year. Until now, not even half of it has been published. The lessons have come to the end, and it's already reached about 60 volumes, and that's not even half of the tafsir. So you can see the amount of detail that he is going into. From these 56 or so volumes that are out there, the first volume, apart from the introduction, is dedicated solely to the tafsir of Suratul Hamd. Suratul Hamd is a surah that we've learned from such a long time ago. We were small children when we first learned to recite Suratul Hamd. And since then, we've been reciting it on a daily basis, multiple times during our salah. And the purpose of this frequency and this repetition is none other than to remind us of the messages in that surah and to show us the importance of these messages. But unfortunately, what tends to happen is because we have learnt it from such a long time ago and we're able to recite it so fast now, that really do we even pay attention to their meanings? Not only that, but one of the purposes of this repetition and frequency is so that we go deeper into these messages. When we first learned this surah, we learned it at a certain level of meaning. But now, as we move forward, as we understand what our goal in life is and the importance of what this surah contains, we should be constantly trying to understand the depth of these meanings and the messages in the surah. When we look at the Quran in general, the Quran, as we know, is a book of guidance for us. And we can probably summarize the main points that the Quran has for us under three categories. The Quran is talking about three things. It's talking about the origin, which is all about Tawheed, where we come from. It's talking about the return, the Ma'ad, which is our destination. And it's talking about the path that leads us from the origin to the destination. And that is a sum of the categories that are mentioned in terms of the subjects that are mentioned in the Quran. And one of the characteristics of Suratul Hamd is that it comprises of all three of these. If you notice, when we start Suratul Hamd, the first part is all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our origin. It is about Tawheed, about Allah and His attributes. The second part, when we reach Maliki Yawmiddin, the Day of Judgment, this is to do with the Ma'ad. This is to do with the Day of Resurrection. The third part, when we go on to Iyaka Na'budu and then Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim, this is about how to traverse the path. We're asking for guidance to get onto the path and how to traverse that path. In other words, this surah itself is a summary of the whole Quran in one. It's a complete package for us, and hence the name that it has. It's called Ummul Kitab. Now, another way of looking at the comprehensive nature of this Quran, of this surah, is to see how it contains a summary of our interaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the first part, we are praising Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Then we reach Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Here we are now submitting and devoting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have the praise of Allah, we have the devotion towards Him, and in the third part, we are asking and supplicating. It's a dua that we are asking to Allah, Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. And all three of these, whether it is the praise, whether it is the submission, or whether it is the asking and the supplicating, all three of these are ways of worshipping Allah. And Suratul Hamd is a comprehensive nature of all three of them. So in summary, the aim of this surah is to teach us how to praise Allah and express our servitude towards Him. It also teaches us how to seek and help, seek guidance, seek help and seek guidance from him in order to traverse this path.